Blog Talk Radio.
Creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
my mind.
Yeah.
to all our families and friends. I want you to remember this life.
Good evening, everybody. We had technical difficulties, so you won't get the third song just yet. But anyway, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, offering every system real energy in the
CEO, none other than Pharrell the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, y'all need to check it out. Guarantee you'll like what you see. But anywho, we're here tonight to just do what we love to do. Praise God and spit a little poetry. Profanity free, of course. But I don't think I have to say that. Everybody knows that already, don't they? Sure you do. Anyway, this is going to be the last show of this year. Next Sunday, we will not have a program because of Christmas. I figure everybody's going to want to spend time with the family anyway. So we're going to fall back and spend time with our family. But the following week, we will be sure to be right back here. So, anywho, you have Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, as your humble host, and my partner in praise, Alonzo. My brother Alonzo, are you there?
Okay. I know that wasn't me this time.
Oh, you're not muted this time, huh? Except for one, I had to mute it. How you doing tonight, bro?
That's all I understand. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, no use in complaining.
It one does no good.
Nobody want to hear it, no way.
Oh, I'll take my time. You got 5 minutes, though.
I know that's right. I know one thing. You may not be bothered with this, but it's cold down here. I don't like this.
Oh, man, it's cold over here.
What do you call cold?
28 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's cold. Don't drop that
anywhere
level, Charlie?
6 to 28 degrees, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We might get as high as 50. Maybe 60, depending on what part of the town you're going to.
I'll take the 50. better than the 20 or the 30, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, that's in the mountains.
Like I said,
you know, I like to go out there fishing every now and then.
Hey, that kind of weather. You might be one of them folks who like to cut holes in the ice and fish.
No. At that point, I mean, right now I'm just doing it for the cabin. It's the love of the cabin. I don't know if that's the cabin fever in me, but there's some nice days out there, yeah, where you can go on the boat and you just ride around on the lake. But, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm out there for like 4 hours, 5 hours, you know, a whole day, your fisher's day. I'm not out there like that.
That sounds good. Look,
get my fish and leave.
Well, that's what you could do. You can give me that for a birthday present. round trip ticket to Cali and weekend in the cabin, and I'm seeing some of the stuff y'all be doing out there, you know. Just have one of them parties.
Plane or train?
I don't care. I'm not dreaming. I like to travel. as long as I don't have to walk.
Oh, okay. Okay. So scooters is also an option.
No. See, I'm acting, I'm old. I'm going to play that old card now. I'm old.
Oh, man. All you got to do is just throw the thumb out there, hook onto something, and grab onto a car, just hold on to the back.
And what part of I'm old did you not understand? I wouldn't even think about that. But there was a time when I was without a thought, without a blink. But sometimes a little restraint comes to me.
I got you.
But you know what? I'm anxious to get things started on here tonight. So how about we do like we like to do it? Respect, bring us in prayer. Now I'm going to give you the choice. Who's going to start us off in prayer? You?
Or you? I'm going with you or you.
I'm going with you or you. I should have known better than give a choice, huh? I should have just took it.
Well, you stopped at you. I didn't. You stopped at you, so I had to repeat what was given to me.
Uh-huh. That's a selective hearing, I think.
Oh, I heard you. That's it, you. So I had to say you. That was it. That was the only option. Was you?
Well, that's all right. I don't know. So, if you all would like to join me at the point. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Jesus, the day that we celebrate first. Father God, as we enter into this platform, we just ask you to do this. Have your way with this platform for as long as it is, as short as it is, whatever it is, Lord, we just ask you. God, while we're here at your throne, Father, I'd like to hold up for the Johnny Heaven. At least Valentine's Day, your healing edge of touching, Lord, and block all attempts of the hand. For our sister Adrian, Father, God, we ask. Holy Spirit, to tower her for the things that she's got on her plate, Lord. My brother's hand, Father God, who has his hands full with various things. Strength that he needs to do your will. Do the best. My brother, for real, Father God, he has all with him. This is one of those feasts around the holidays here. Those who are thoughtful. Ease his stuff. It's all those that are sick. The unemployed, the homeless. And do what only you can do. Yes. Thank you for all your help, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think the opening.
Sorry, you might have to adjust your mic a little bit. I don't know if it's me on my side or if it's your side, but
is this better?
Sound a little internet. Oh, that's way better. Oh, wow. Okay. Hello.
I had to turn my Bluetooth off. Oh, well,
Hiller.
I'll do it without it. So, since I started us out with the opening prayer. How'd you like to start us out? Bring peace.
Indeed, indeed. I would like to, this piece is called Life Through My Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mike, is yours, King.
Life Through My Eyes. Life through my bloodshot eyes was scary square to death. Poverty, murder, violence, and never a moment to rest. Fun and games are few, but treasured white gold to me, because I realized that I must return to my spot in poverty. But mock my words when I say, my heart will not exist or exit unless my destiny comes through and puts me to all of this, my resting. Say in peace.
Nice, nice. When you started off, it was a little scary. And I got to thinking about my life and through my own eyes. And it was a little, just a tad bit disconcerting. But I also know that life through my eyes is not important. The life through the Father's eyes is what really matters, because I can look at things all jacked up.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good at taking that jacked up stuff and just turning it all around.
The things of the foolish is how the wise learn, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he takes the least of us and makes the best of us.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's I kind of see myself when I, in that piece when as far as, like, there's a line where I say, like, where it scares a square to death, you know, as far as poverty, murder, and violence.
Yeah.
Those things are in the poem because of, you know, the things that I really, I wouldn't say I live, because I don't live it up till today, but the things that I've been through up till today. You know, as you said, you know, God is what God sees, you know, and I didn't choose half the stuff that I went through. But the things that I did go through, I ended up learning. And it was a better learning for the best, because it was more of a, today it taught me how to be the man in the spirit sense. You know what I mean? Not just the man. The man, how America wants the man to be. It taught me how to be a biblical man. So.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I like that distinction. It taught you how to be a biblical man. Because there is a big difference.
Yeah, definitely got to have an open eye for it, too.
Hmm. I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, you know, let me think. I think we do have a hand raised. What do you say we jump on over and open up the mic to see what that caller has to say?
Let's go.
Uh-huh. I can get away with certain things, man, because you're not here. And I'm sure he knows what I'm talking about. But, anywho, let me see. What was, oh, where'd it go? I just had it.
No. Wait. Because if you thought you skipped out of the puzzle piece or a poem piece, you know, yours is coming up at the end kind of situation.
Van must have texted
you. Oh, you didn't know. No, I just had an eye. Yeah.
Well, I tried. Darn that station manager behind the scenes.
Okay, you thought you weren't going to come in this? You thought you wasn't going to ride in this? You're just going to hear your voice? Just weren't going to put no beats in the game?
Well, that's fine. But I see I'm outnumbered on this, so I guess I'll go ahead and spit a piece.
Oh, you don't want to say the best for last. I got you. What do you have for us?
I have a piece. It's called The Loss of Innocence.
Right, all right. Well, the mic is yours, King.
Why, thank you, sir. School shootings, murder, suicides, shootouts, remembering the wild, wild west, unprovoked violence, often ending in the loss of innocent lives, hate crimes, uncontrollable rage, even death and lawlessness, blood and gore in our children's video games. The depths to which we have sunk is a heartbreaking shame. And although there are many reasons or excuses for this, when it's actually realized and recognized, the truth is exposed and sin is its name and the blame. Those endearing moments of tenderness and bonding and learning and nurturing have definitely changed. The oral tradition of passing our history on is no more. The security of life in each of our neighborhoods is threadbare because the sad reality is that anymore, very few actually care. When the fullness of this really registers, how could this not make your very spirit soar? No longer are our elders respected, revered, and valued for their wealth of knowledge and the sharing of those oh-so-valuable life lessons. Our present-day morals and values frown upon these most important weapons forged from seemingly innocuous verbal sessions. What is completely at the core of this decline and this disdain of what was our source of longevity and strength and honor throughout our history? What is it that has altered our perception of wrong and right, or diminished our pride of race and love of self, that now it is almost lost from sight? We have lost our light and now exist in our own self-imposed night. We have slipped from our royal and wise path of old. We have entered into one of the saddest seasons ever told. And sadly, we've been there ever since. We have embraced the loss of innocence.
Well, you know, it's funny. Actually, I was just having a conversation with a fellow Tuskegee Airmen chapter. He's about 80 years old, and there's a piece in your poem where you brought, well, where did we go wrong? We went to the left. The elders is no longer respected and revered.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that same conversation with him as far as you've had like 20 more years left to hit 100. There's so many people that wants to be in your shoes. You know what I mean? Like, and the system and the structure that you've built 80 years thus far, you're a hierarchy piece. People should automatically have a certain respect for you, and there's certain things in life that should fall for you. So I like that piece because it relates to that conversation as far as, like, it really what happened, what, especially in America, in our culture. I mean, you can put it anywhere. It's like, what happened? And, you know, that part is funny that you said that part, because I blame TV and the radio. I wanted to ask myself that, but then I got to looking at what he was watching. Then I got to thinking about everybody else, what they're programmed, what they watch, what they get up, and you know, what they intake and what they spit out. A lot of it is not them. A lot of it is they intake, and they just re-spit it back out. Right? So I was like, oh, man, it's really the programs. It's really the programs that made us go to the left. And as far as now we got to feel like we have to prove our own selves, or we got to be our own fame, you know? We're all independent now. When we don't have that understanding of a unity because of the programming, the independency and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. You're so right, man. It's heartbreaking because we're doing it to ourselves. I don't have the answers, but I do know of one that does.
Amen.
And I think he might know him too.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes. Because whatever you need to answer for, he's got it. But let's keep things moving right along, because I see a few hands raised out here. And what do you say we bring on this next caller?
Let's go.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the Tiffany's own, none other than Miss CIP. Hey, Adrian, how are you, my love?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Hi, Alonzo. How are you?
Well, good evening, Miss Adrian.
Hey. Yeah, I see you keeping yourself real busy these days. Whether you want to or not.
One thing after another, you know it. God is good.
Amen. He's still handling it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing that when you think, "Oh my God, I can't handle no more. When is it going to stop? Everything is falling apart." And then the next morning, you wake up and you say, "Wow, I made it through."
Yep.
He just has that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I'm glad that he does. So, Miss Adrienne, I'm anxious to hear what it is that you brought for us.
Well, I got a little something. It's untitled.
Really?
As usual, right?
No, that's not like you at all.
No, yeah.
Well,
I'm anxious.
Yes, indeed. The mic is yours. Untitled your title. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. While the holidays are quickly approaching, I am reminded of loved ones who have gone to glory. I'm comforted by the fact that spirit never dies, and they will remain with us forever as long as we keep them in our hearts and their story. I'm also reminded of the importance of Christmas. It is observed as the birth of Christ. Holidays like this, I pray people are kind and keep in mind the reason for the season. Be happy, be mindful of those who love you and those you love. Remember, every good thing comes from above. God makes no mistakes. Try to be happy and do well no matter how long it takes. Pray for those who lost. Pray for peace. Pray for yourself and others no matter the cost. And always give God all the glory and praise, because all of us have fallen short. We all have a story. And I'm so grateful he's the one who sees us through and wipes the slate clean daily to get it right. So be grateful, because there's always someone else who's worse off than you. Remember, the Lord will never leave you or forsake you, because he loves you. It's true. And that's that piece.
Go ahead and tell that truth. Man, I'm so glad that he is a God of second chances, that he just puts up with me and makes a way for me to still come back to him. And a piece like that, Asian, does not need a title because it speaks for itself. Everything that it needs to have. All right there. I'm going to give Alonzo a chance to ask his usual question because I started to ask it, but that's Alonzo's piece. I'm going to turn the mic over to my brother.
All right.
Well, okay. Well, I appreciate that you didn't take my question. But really, at the end of the day, that piece, I like the piece because it felt like it was real Christmassy without being Christmassy. You know what I mean? Like the real definition of Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't pagan up. So I appreciate that piece. So with that being said, who was you writing that to?
You know what? I was sitting down one day. Matter of fact, it was after the show last week, and I said, "Oh boy, Christmas is coming," and we've lost so many in such a short while. A lot of rappers, and then Twitch the other day, and then I thought about, you know, my grandmother, you know, all the mothers that were gone, and how Christmas was my grandmother's favorite holiday. And it wasn't mine, but this year it's going to be mine. So I just say, you know, it just came out. The Father helps me all the time.
That was a really good piece.
Yeah, he's pretty good about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good about that.
I'm in my Christmas spirit now, too. I'm the same way. I'm not really – I recognize it. I'm not really – I don't have to have the trees up and stuff like that, but I recognize it for the babies. You know what I mean? I'll celebrate it with everybody.
Exactly, because I have 3 grandchildren. And, you know, yep, and upcoming, you know what's upcoming. So anyway, I am very happy right now.
Amen.
Yeah. Happy and broke by December 26th.
Yeah.
But the kids are happy, so that makes it all worthwhile.
Well, going to get them on Thursday, and they won't leave until Christmas Day. And then they're coming right back on my day on the 31st. So,
going
to have kids
being
for
your
me.
Love Well, I expect your shipment of some of them cookies that y'all make when you're together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let me tell you. They already asked for a bake day. I said, oh, my goodness. Then they got slick. They want one at my house and at Gigi's house. I was like, oh. Always something, I tell you.
Sound like something that we would have done in our childhood.
Okay, right.
Or at least something that y'all may have done in your childhood, because I was a good child. That's my story. I'm forgetting.
Right. You said where all the witnesses at.
Anyway, oh, by the way, Asia. Let me change that subject real quick.
I know, right?
But while we're on this topic, what do you have coming up for us in the Epiphany world there, Adrian?
Well, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m., of course, it's, I'm not sure if we're going to have some. I'm sure we are. But anyway, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the love zone, in the erotic love zone. And, of course, the topic is not suitable for work. Okay? So y'all going to have to come on in and have some fun with us. Great music, great poetry, and everything.
Right.
Yep.
If you know like I know, you'll be there.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be upset
for
what you missed out on.
Man, and
you notice
like
how they always leave you waiting. You notice that?
Yeah, well, we have to. We must converse over some topics, you know.
Right.
But you know, that keeps you on your toes, though. So you know, I'm okay with that.
Absolutely, something we must do.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, my love, thank you so much for coming through. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear from you because I like the way your pen does what it do.
Yes, Miss Adrian, yes.
And we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. And we'll send somebody else over there very shortly, but you're going to be the first one over there. And we're going to send some over there. But I hope you want to hang out.
God bless you both.
All right. God bless you. Awesome.
One love. One love.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Adrian, also known as Ms. VIP. And next on the mic, we have area code 540. Good evening. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 540. Who do we have on the mic? Well,
you think that muted?
I don't know. You would think that they would have caught on to that by now. But 540, are you muted? Or are you asleep? And I have a feeling that my brother might be asleep. Which is, I'm jealous. I wouldn't mind a little cat nap right about now myself. It's been a long day. A long day.
It's been it's really been a long week. It's been a long week.
Yeah. I know I had a play at one of the local churches that I had to write some parts for that we did today. Surprisingly enough, it turned out pretty good. I'm very pleased with that. But
really?
It was a good time.
You're a little composer, huh? You're a little director composer.
I did.
I'm not sure what I was doing, but it turned out all right. I have never written a play in my life. I would have never even thought about trying, but she started off with one piece that she wanted done. Then I grew to two pieces. And before you know it, I had four parts in this play. But it turned out pretty good.
Well, congratulations on getting your pieces picked. And I'm glad it turned out good. I wish I could see something on it.
I don't know if they recorded that or not. I shouldn't say this, but I almost hope they didn't.
You are funny.
Oops, did I say that out loud? My bad. That was
I don't even have an opinion.
No what? Reason.
So what we got next? What we got going on next?
We have. We have nobody else.
This is a commercial break for time to pay some bills.
We could do that. I'm hoping that my brother from another mother might hear my cry for help and hear the brother. Because my phone just froze. I was trying to say something. My phone just froze. I'm on my and they talk about how good these iPhones are. I'm not a fan. I'm going back to my answers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's lightweight. It really is.
they work always. Yeah. And I know Ford out here. But anyway, those listening, the number to dial into the show is 319-527-6300. And that's pretty much it.
I want to hear that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask him, I think. Listen, is there anything too hard for the Lord? He can't do.
No.
Is there anything impossible?
No.
Will he withhold any good thing from you? Say,
no.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Is there anything that he can't do?
No.
Is there anything impossible? Yeah.
No.
Will he withhold any good thing from you?
He's faithful to
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your platform.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes, indeedy, you are listening to the Epiphany Radio Network. And the inspiration back. Alonzo. My brother, I'm going to try automatic one more time. If maybe he woke up from his head yet. But if not, what we're going to do is wrap things up. I think what we'll do, let me do this first. Let me just check and see if I hear some snoring from my brother.
Okay.
No snoring this time. Automatic, are you with us? I would take that as a man. So, what we're doing first, I'm going to do a public service. Anybody with your computer recording?
Before you do the public service, you're distant again. I just want you to know.
I'm drifting again. I'm down.
Yeah, you're closer now. I got you.
Let me go this route. Okay. The public service announcement that I'm talking about is, for anybody that's curious about who this Jesus is that you hear us talking about, or actually who the reason is for this season, you can check with me, you can check with Alonzo, you can check with Van. We'd be more than happy to show you in the Bible where you should begin, where you should continue, what the truth is. You know, no man should finish his life without knowing the truth of who Christ is. So check us out. We'd be more than happy to run by it with you. We like doing that kind of stuff.
Fellowship.
I'm going to let my brother, if he's got any final comments, and then we're going to pray out, and you know me, I'll probably play another song or two. And if any more callers call in, we can continue on. But for the most part, I think we're going to end early this evening so I can go eat and people can go to sleep. And, oh, my goodness, I didn't see anything of the game today. Anybody know if the Eagles won again? Of course they did. Of course they did. Please tell me they did.
I don't watch TV.
Oh. Do you know?
I do believe they won, though. I do believe they won.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. I know in my heart they won.
They were playing the Cowboys or something like that, right?
Huh?
They was playing the Cowboys or something like that?
25-20 Eagles over the Bears.
Oh. See, look, I told you I don't
watch a lot, but today I didn't have time to watch nothing. I was running from one end of town to the next. Yeah.
I just got done with this toy drive, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you were busy there. But that's all right. That's all right. It's a beautiful thing. Well, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to turn the mic over to you for any final comments that you might have. And if you would be so gracious as to pray us out.
Sure. Well,
I just want to say happy holidays to those that celebrate in the spirit, in the flesh. Happy holidays to those. Next week, again, as a reminder, there won't be a show. It's Adrian. Thank you for coming through. What's your piece? Thank you, Mr. Paul, for your awesome piece. With that being said, may we bow our heads and draw our minds in. Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for another blessed night. Thank you for the breath we breathe. Thank you for the love we share with one another. Thank you for allowing us to actually have a moment to know what it's like to know who you are and what you're about. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the words that are spoken. May we grow together as one in your name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, in your face.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is where you are.